Okay. This year we're learning Gittin. The Mishnah Gittin records a Takana Rabbanan. The opening Mishnah records a Takana Rabbanan. That the Shliach Lohilocha has to say Befanenechtam, he has to tell the truth. He has to be present when the get is written the Shema, when the get is signed the Shema. And before, and when he's about to give the get, he has to say Befanenechtam, Befanenechtam. We're going to have to discuss that soon, exactly when does he say Befanenechtam. So the Gemara had the opening discussion, and the Gemara on the Mishnah was a Machlokes Rabba and Rava. What's the reason for this Takana de Rabbanan? Why does he have to say Befanenechtam? Rabba was the Rebbe of Rava, and they were later generations of Amoraim. So now the Gemara has on the top, the third line from the top, on the family days, that this Machlokes Rabba and Rava bitlukta the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua Malaydi. Rashi writes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi were students of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, that was the first generation of Amoraim. So Rashi writes, Kihach plukta the Rabba v'Rabba pliganam Amoraim kamoi. In the earlier generations, the first door of Amoraim, the same machloikas was going on. Very strange. They learned by Rabbi Yudan Nasi. So what did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say? Maybe Rabbi Yudan Nasi gave the both traditions, that there are two possibilities. And they said, what were they arguing? Maybe they were arguing which reason the Rabbi Yudan Nasi said makes more sense. I don't know. That's what we mentioned in the Iri in Baba Kama. Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in Baba Kama says, Abba's Nezikin. Ashor, Bahabor, Bahamava, Bahever. So there's Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel were both students of Rabbi Yudan Nasi. What does the word Mava mean? Whether Mava Zeha Adam, and Shor refers to Keren Shem Beregel, or no, Mava Zeha Shein. So the Miri asks, how could it be a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say when he taught them the Mishnayos? He didn't translate the words. So what kind of a Rebbe was he? He just said Mishnayos and didn't explain what he was talking about. So the Miri suggests that maybe there was an old tradition that you collect all of the Avos Nezikin together and adds up to some total of four Avos Nezikin. And there were two traditions how to count Avos Nezikin. Maybe Rabbi Yudan Nasi picked the word Mava, which is a very difficult word, a very hard word. The Gemara said, how does Mava come to mean Adam? So they dug up a pasuk. How does Mava come to mean Shane? So they dug up another pasuk. So why did he use such an obscure word Mava? He should have said Adam, or should have said Shane. So the Miri suggests maybe that's where Rabbi Yudan Nasi picked the word Mava to satisfy the both traditions. And he said, sure, to satisfy the both traditions. But the Shor goes on Keren Shem Beregel, or the Shor goes on Keren. So maybe Rabbi Yudan Nasi picked the vague word Shor, the vague word Mave, because he knew that there were two traditions. And he transmitted the both traditions. Maybe that was the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Which tradition for the earlier generations makes more sense?
But the Gemara tries very hard to make it work with the Mishnah. It doesn't sound like they thought the Mishnah. They thought the Mishnah really wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Miri would work for us.
Why?
Because the Gemara is trying to go through the Mishnah in one direction.
They're trying to figure out which is the real reason, you know, which is the correct reason. So can't you tell from the dinim? So Mar says you can't tell. Mar says you can't tell. So the Mar is pushing over here. This machlekas of the later Amoraim was a machlekas in the first generation of Amoraim. They already had the machlekas. Bitlukta, the Rabbi Yochanan B'shom Elayv. This kihach lukta, the Rabbi V'Rabbi, Filiganam, Amoraim Kamoy. Chadam L'Vishen Kim L'Shma, V'Chadam L'Vishen Eri Mitzoy Mekai. So who says which way? Who says because of the Shema? Who says because of the name? The Gemara says, well, we're going to prove it. Tistayim, let's prove. The Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, who the Amal, the Fishayim, the Kiyim, the Shema. Why? The Rabbi Shimon Bar Abai, Sigita, the Kamad, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, he was once a Shliach Lohi Locha, to deliver a get to the wife. And he asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, do I have to say before an echta? V'amalei, and he gefrekt ha-shayle, do I have to say it or not? What's the shaila? It's a Mishnah you have to say. So the shaila was, Amalei, maybe this old takana only applied in the earlier generation. But by the time it came, in the early days of the early Amoraim, where the people in Chutz Laaretz were not such bikini Mishma, they were really Amoratz. Now that we have the Ox Troll and everybody knows how to learn and everybody knows the din, so now everybody knows you have to write the get to Shema, so maybe you don't need it now. And he answered, Amalai, Loitzvichas. You don't have to say b'fana nechta. Rabbi Shimon Levi answered, no need. Lo yom ra'ala b'daris ha'rishenim she'im ikim lishma. B'daris ha'chenim ikim lishma, lo. So you see that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who holds that it's because of lishma. So the Gemara says, how can that be? It cannot be. Because first of all, the Gemara said earlier, on the Abdallah on the days, that Rabbi is the Rabbi. Everybody has to hold like Rabbi. That Edom and Tzuyim become. Everybody holds that b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta is a form of kiyum hashtar. The only machlekes is there an additional consideration of shalom lishma? Rabbi holds you don't have to worry about shalom lishma. It's a muted and muted. Forget about it. They never had to worry about it. And Rabbi says, despite the fact that it was always a muted and a muted, they were concerned about the lishma aspect as well. So that's one tanya the Gemara says. How can you say that bizman hazeh they became lishma? So you don't need the hover fun and echdom. No, but everybody agrees that you need a kiyum. Everybody holds it. Rabbi islay the Rava. The Yod in the second kasha, we said on Amud Aleph, we had a lot of kashas. We said you have to say that even according to Rabbah, that the reason for the takana was and became lishma, even if you live in a later generation, that all the people are became lishma, lacha shalomdu, so the takana does not fall away completely. You say it's a davish of a minyan, tzach minyan achal atir, still need b'fan an echta, but just make a little bit. On cases, milsa moshkiz, on rare cases here and there, b'yevin, will be makel, but basically we're not makel. So what's the story over here? How can it be that Rabbi Shulman Levi Paskin that you don't need b'fan an echtem, that tushlech la'alocha doesn't have to be present when the get is written, when the get is signed? The Marian says, no, that story, we're missing half of this story. There were two shluchim la'alocha. And that was the shayla that he asked of Rabbi Shulman Levi, like the Gemara had an Amud Aleph. The boy minay Shmuel miravuna. Shmuel asked the shalav ravuna, "What's the din shtaim shadiu get from dinas ayam? Did I have to say b'fanechta?" And he answered, "No." The Gemara says that goes l'chol ha'days. The answer is that no. So that's what the story was over here. But derech agav, Rabbi Shulman Levi said that there is some difference between the doris harishanim and the doris acharanim. He beferish holds like Rabbah that the reason for the b'fanechta is because of lishma, means he holds like Rava because of kim shtaris, but in addition to the kim shtaris, it's also because of lishma, and that was only b'doris harishanim, b'doris achrayim is less of a problem. Shine, so milsav lo shticha like gozer. But you see that the one who holds like Rava that there are two reasons for the takana of b'fana nechtem. The one reason like Rava kim hashtar, the second reason lishma, that's Rabbi Shulman Levi. So if it's a machlek, it's Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shulman Levi. So Rabbi Yechon holds like Rava, but it's only because of Kiyum Hashtar. So that's going to introduce the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Itmar, lifnei kama nos nalo. When the Shliach, lo hilocha, says, b'fana nechta, if the Baal gives a get to his wife, so the Gemara doesn't require a bezn. Nobody's going to say you need a bezn of shlosh. Maybe that's a question. Maybe based on the bottom Rashi, on the bottom of Ehem and Beis, that once they made the Takon and Kiddushin Davov and Beis Kol Sheni Devati Git Mikiddushin Lo Yehei Lo Yisei Gemoyim, once they made that Takon, that was in the days of the later Amoroi. The one who says that in Kiddushin Davov and Beis is a later Amoroi. So once they made that Takon, so then Rashi says, Rashi says, they used to require a Masada Kiddushin and a Masada Raget. So once you say like that, it's possible to say that you always have to give the get in the presence of three. Rashi says not so. Rashi just says you need Avamana Gavar Rabba. They would appoint a Masada Raget, one person. But it is feasible, it is possible to say that once they made that takana, you have to have the nesinus aget of neshloshi. But that's not what the Gemara here is talking about. We're talking Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina. This is the first generation of Amoraim again. In the days of Rabbi Yechanan didn't have that takana yet. So you don't need, there is no requirement that a get has to be given bifnei bezn. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra that the Ramban on Daf Pei Vav quotes. Otto called the Megarish, the Beidina Megarish, everyone who divorces his wife gives a get in the presence of the bezin. No, the husband may be an amoritz. Who says that he knows all the din? So the whole discussion now, b'fnei kama nos no lo, is not a shayla. Whenever you give a get, you always need a bezin. That's bizman hazeh. We require a bezin. And we say, a mesadra get is enough. You don't need a bezin of shlosh, a bezin of chad is enough. And other rishonim would say, no, you need a bezin of three. Midirabonim. But we're here, we're not talking about if they come on us, how many people they need when the husband gives a get to the wife. We're talking about if they come on us, when the shlich lo'ilocha gives a get. And he says, b'fan enechtav, so how many people does he have to say b'fan enechtav in the presence of? So that's a machlokes of Yechon Reb Chanina. Chanam b'fnei shnayim, chanam b'fnei shlosh. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara thought, b'fnei shlosh means in front of a bezin. B'fnei shnayim, there's no bezin of shnayim. And bezin shokul, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, bezin, you can't say that the minimum number of a bezin is an even number, shokul. It has to be an odd number of a bezin. So b'fnei shnayim means in the presence of two edim. B'fnei shlosh means in the presence of a bezin of three. So what's the nekudas hamachlokes? So the Gemara thought like this. The Gemara initially thought like this, then they're going to back out. The Gemara initially thought, if b'fnei enechtav is a form of kiyum ashtar, so normally kiyum ashtar requires two edim. But over here, the Gemara says, "Mishum yiguna kila bei rabbana when mekel that the kiyum ashtar is enough with one." So that we know from Ksuba, the kiyum ashtar is a ma'aseh bezin. You need a bezin of three to do kiyum ashtar. So then it didn't would be b'fnei shloisha. But if you hold that b'fana nechtav is not kiyum ashtar, but rather it's to be mevarer that the get is written the shema. So really, you should have required two edim. The Gemara said it should really be considered that was on base. Should really have been considered a dovah should be ergo, you should require two edim. And if you would have required two kashera edim, by mamonis and nefashis and dovah should be ergo, we have the three psukim. Al pishnei edim, al pishloisha edim, yachum dovah, that's by mamonis. Al pishnei edim, al pishloisha edim, yumus ameis, that's by nefashis and dovah mi mamon. Ki motza by ervas dovah is by dovah should be ergo. So whenever you have any one of these three cases, mamonis, nefashis, and dovah should be ergo, you require labira dovah. You require two kosher edim, testifying the presence of a bezin. So if you would have required two kosher edim, you would have required that they should testify in the presence of a bezin. But the Gemara says they were mekel, that it's good because stam safer the dine migvak miri. It's only a miuta to miuta. We're going to write again shalom l'shma even a chutz lo tivit kodim shalom. So the whole thing is a chumra on top of a chumra. So they said it's sufficient with eid echad. So the Gemara thought if it's sufficient with eid echad, so normally an eid echad doesn't even have to be kosher. It's not like an eid echad by a chiv shvua. If you have a din Torah, so you have two witnesses testify, there have to be two kosher eidim in order to be mitzvah moment. If you have an eid echad, it's mechayev shvua, the eid echad has to be an eid echad kosher. He can't accept testimony of a ganav, he can't accept testimony of a karev, and he has to testify in the presence of a kosher at bezin. Otherwise, there isn't going to be a chiyuv shvua. Over here, the eid echad, the shliach la'aloch, it could be an isha, it can be a karev, it can be a ganav also. We'll have to see in the Rambam talks about ganav. Rishoyim serving as a shliach la'aloch. So if an eid echad doesn't have to be kosher, so the deal normally is that an eid echad neman b'yisurin, he doesn't have to testify in front of a bezin. My wife tells me that the supper is kosher, so I eat it. How did my wife know? The butcher told her that it was kosher. As a butcher know, the delivery man told her that it's kosher. It's eid mi pi eid mi pi eid. And Aloha says, the Gemara says in the end of Masechah Shabbos, Akuf Lamates, that eid mi pi eid is good by eid echad neman b'yisurin. You don't have to have hagodah to say this b'fnei bezin. So the Gemara thought over here to be mevar that the get is written shema should have really been considered a dovah shaviyer. So you really should have required two kosher edim. But because it's only miyuta to miyuta and the shliach lo ilocha is medayek, so therefore we accept his testimony. But that's only if he's the shliach lo ilocha is going to be medayek. But if it's not going to be the shliach lo ilocha, then you're not going to have two kosher edim to be able to testify that the get was written shema. So the Gemara thought over here b'fnei shnayim means that it should be eid mipi'e. He can't just say b'fnei echad. The shliach la'alocha comes from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, comes from California. The shliach la'alocha comes from Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have to say b'fnei echad. Shaila, whether maybe get in Eretz Yisrael, whether get in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say the shliach la'alocha comes from California. And he says b'fnei echad. So he's eid echad neman b'yisurim. He doesn't have to testify in the presence of a bezin. He's an eid echad posel, like eid echad neman b'yisurim by in the case of Yisurim. And eid mipi eid would be good. So the shliach la'alocha is going to go back to California where he came from. He's not going to hang around. So it's not sufficient though that he should tell it to another eid echad and we'll have an eid mipi eid. No. The only time eid echad is not, it really should have been a dovish of Yerba. The reason why we make a little gemara is because the eid echad is medayik. The shliach la'alocha is medayik. But if it's not the shliach la'alocha, you can't assume that it's going to be midayik. So you have to have it. It should be eight mipiyei, but the next one has to be two eidim. So that's the first opinion, chadama bifnei shnayim, that it should be eight mipiyei. And the second one is going to testify is going to be shnei eidim. And then if it's eid echad, then it would be surim. The first one is eid echad, he's neman. So then you don't have to have bifnei bezin. Like eid echad, then surim doesn't have to testify bifnei bezin. But if it's kiyam ashtar, then we know that kiyam ashtar has to be bifnei shloisha. That's how the Gemara thought initially. So the Gemara wants to say, Tistayim, let's prove the Rabbi Yechon Hodi Amma Bifnei Shnayim. We just said it's a Machlegis, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, who holds which way? Chad Amma V'chad Amma, we don't know who holds which way. So the Gemara says, let's prove who holds which way. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yechon Hodi Amma Bifnei Shnayim. Why? The Rav Merav Chiz, that once upon a time somebody, I see Gita the Kamid, the Rabbi Yechon on, he was a Shlech, Lailoch of Amalei, and Rabbi Yechon said, make sure you say, Bifana Nechtav, in the presence of two. Zil Havla Bapi Trey, give the Ketov in the presence of two Edim. And tell the two Aiden b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. So it's time. That's a conclusive proof that he's the one that says b'fnei shnai. So now the Gemara is going to ask. Gemara is going to say, what is probably the machlekes? Leimu should I say b'hokam afligi? Man yom b'fnei shnai because I believe Hashem came l'shma. The whole problem is you have to be mevar whether the get is written l'shma. So we really should require two Aiden k'sherim. But we will make all because. Stam Safar the dynamic memory, so we said Eid Echad is good, and even Eid Echad Pasal is good. So all you need is Eid Mipiyei, and he doesn't have to test it. There's no requirement that he should say Bifnei Bezn. He can say the Eid Shalai Bifnei Bezn. So that's if you hold because it became Lishma, it's good enough Bifnei Shnai. I said it should be good enough Bifnei Echad. Eid Mipiyei should be good. Eid Echad, then we assume Eid Mipiyei is good. Eid Echad. The answer is no. The Gemara said before in Gimel Amadal. Only Lishlech Halacha is Medayi. Anybody else other than the Shlech Lanoch, you're going to have two Eidim, because we revert back to declare that it will be considered a Dovah Shebiyah. But when the two Eidim will want to say that the get was written Lishma, they'll have to testify in front of a Bezin. That's already going to be a Dovah Shebiyah, they'll have to testify in front of a Bezin. But when the Eid Echad says, the Eid Echad, the Shlech Lanoch is Eid Echad, he can be a Karev, he can be an Isha. So that's treated like Eid Echad Nemisim. So that'll be good enough. Chutz LeBezin. Eid Echad Nemisim, Chutz LeBezin. Moira says, should I say that that's the machlokes? Mandiyamar bifnei shnayim kusav lefishen gimishma. Mandiyamar bifnei shloisha, he holds that it's kiyam ashtar. No kiyam ashtar, we know you always need a bezin. So the Gemara says, how can that be? We just showed before, starting from the third line on the top of Hayam and Beis, that there was a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Meshua ben Levi, and the machlokes Rabbi Rova. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who holds like Rabba and Rabba Islay the Rava. Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds because Lishma and Eid Enim and Tzuyim Lekayim. Rabbi Yechon is the one that disagrees. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what does he hold? It's only because Eid Enim and Tzuyim Lekayim. Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold became Lishma. He holds because Eid Enim and Tzuyim Lekayim. Furthermore, we said that everybody, Rabba Islay the Rava, that we proved before, everybody has to agree that one of the motivations for the Takana de Rabbana was that you want to have a Kiyam Ashtar. The Shaila was whether there was an additional motivation of Eim Kiyam Lishma. But Rabbi Islay the Rabbi, everybody has to hold from that consideration that you need Kiyam Ashtar. So everybody holds you need Kiyam Ashtar. So everybody should agree that you need Bifnei Shloisha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Everybody should agree that you need Bifnei Shloisha. And you can't say the Pshat that we just said now. That Rabbi Yechanan says Bifnei Shnai. Rabbi Yechanan says Bifeirish Bifnei Shnai. This time Rabbi Yechanan says Bifnei Shnayim. That's it. He says, "Still have labapi trei beimalu." Tell the Shnayim b'fan anef. So how can it be? We just said before Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Lishma. Rabbi Yechanan is one who holds like Rav. It's because of Eidim and Tzim Lekayma. So he says that it's a Kiyam Ashtar. No Kiyam Ashtar needs Bifnei Bezdin. So it doesn't the pshat that we suggested is clearly not correct. So what is the machlokes? Elo the Gemara says the suggestion that we gave is incorrect. Elo the Kuli Alma Binyanim Tzuyim Lekayim. Everybody has to agree. Rabbi Islay the Rava, that we said because Mehagmonia la Hagmonia. You see, Beferish from the Mishnah itself, the Eidim and Tzuyim Lekayim. You need, Befaranechtev is clearly a form of Kiyam Ashtar. The only Shaila was, in addition to being a Kiyam Ashtar, is it also because of Lishma? So if it's Kiyam Ashtar, no, you need a Bezdin. So how can anybody in his right mind say, Bifnei Shnai? Sometimes you have rare cases where we say that we allow a Bezn of Shnayim. Why don't they say over here that it's a Bezn of Shnayim? The Gemara says basically a bezin is really only shnayim. And the only reason why you need the third member of the bezin is because ein bezin shokel. We don't allow an even number of a bezin. Why don't you allow an even number of a bezin? Because there may be a split vote, then there won't be a third, maybe a tie, and there won't be a third dayan to break the tie. So there's room to argue the point and say that's only by bezin is going to make a shakla v'tai. They're going to have a whole discussion, a whole debate, what the din is. So you need a person to break the tie. Here the bezin is not going to tulpal about anything. It's just a bezin l'kima dover. A bezin to make a kima shtas. And maybe there is room to say that a bezin of shnayim would be good enough. What about to make a pruzbol? Doesn't Gemara have a machlekes whether the bezin of pruzbol is enough with two or three? The Gemara get no. And the Mishnah has a machlekes b'shamei b'sil in the end of the Yivamis. How much of a bezin do you need for miyun? If a girl is a yisai maktana, and the mother of the... So the father has a right to marry off his daughter. That's a dimin ataris. Biten asata mishazel. The father has a right to marry off the daughter, ktana and naira. But let's say the girl is a yisaima, so the alpidin, the mother has no right to marry off the daughter, but the rabbanon, they made a takana. The mother and the brothers can marry off the girl. What if they marry off the girl and then she's not happy with the shidduch? So the Mishnah is up. She can do miyun. She has to appear in front of a bezin and she should say, I don't like this shidduch and I want to back out from the whole shidduch. So the whole kiddushei ketana is only a takana drabbanan. Say, hey mama. So I said, you don't need a get. You can annul the whole marriage. She can go to the bezin and declare she's not happy and break up the whole marriage, and it's considered as if she was never married, and she's allowed to marry a kohen, and she's allowed to marry the brother of the boy that they married her off to. It's considered as if she was never married. So there's a machlekes satanoim and the Mishnayis. And the end of Yevamis, Perek Beishamai. How much of a bezin do you need? I think we pass like Bisul that b'fnei shnayim. So there are rare cases. Miyun is the rabbanon, pruzbol is the rabbanon. So you have, on the level of the raisa, you never have a bezin of shnayim. It's only a need for a bezin midrabbanan. So once in a long while, the chachamim amekel they said a bezin of shnayim is good. So one could have said over here that bifnei shnayim is a bezin of shnayim. The Gemara does not say like that. The Gemara says li'olam, everybody agrees you need a bezin of shloisha. Why? Because no one in his right mind says that kiyam hashtar is good a bezin of shnayim. Nobody says like that. The Gemara has the text. What do you write in a kiyam hashtar? You write b'moisim t'losik b'chada aveina. You write, be constituted, we sat together as a Bezna Shloisha. Nobody says that it's good enough for Kiyam Ashtar Bezna Shnai. If there would have been a Shita that Kiyam Ashtar is Bishnayim, so he could have said, Bifnei Kama Nosna Lo, Bifnei Shnayim, a Bezna Shnayim is acceptable for Kiyam Ashtar. But nobody holds like that. Everybody knows for Kiyam Ashtar, they were never Mekel. For Kiyam Ashtar, you need a Bezna Shloisha. So the Gemara says, Liyoylam, the Pshat is over here. The Kuliyam have been an Adam and Suim Lakaimon. Everybody agrees. Rabbi Isli Derava. Everybody holds like that. And Rabbi Yechon is the one that disagrees with Rabbi Shoma Levi. He doesn't hold from the Lishmo at all. Rabbi Yechon only holds because Eidim and Tzim Vakar. That's only Kiyam Ashtar. So Kiyam Ashtar, nobody holds a Bezin of Shnayim is good. There is no such. They could have been theoretically, but there is no such opinion in the Tanoim or the Amaroim. So you certainly need a Bezin of Shloisha. But the Shaila is whether I should say, Eid Nasa Dayin Ana. That's the Machloikis. Do you say, Eid Nasa Dayin? Or do you not say Eid Nasadayim? So before the Gemara gets into Eid Nasadayim, the Gemara throws in a curveball over here. They start talking about something that offhand seems to be totally irrelevant. But the Shliach Nasay. But we're not talking Shliach Nasay. Shliach Nasay is like this. It says on the side, the cross references Kiddush Mem Gimel. You look in Kiddush Mem Gimel, the Gemara is talking like this. When you're Mekadosh and Isha, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adova. That's the Gemara Kiddush and Samachem Bebeis. The Gemara learns Dova Dova Imamen. That if the man gives the ring to the girl without any aid in watching, just beinah lebeinah, so the kiddushin are not chal. So the halacha says you have to have shnei aidim lekim adam. So the Gemara has a machlekes b'sham and b'silo. What if the chosin is not mekadosh in person? Chosin gave a ring to the shliach, and the shliach is going to deliver the ring to the girl, to the kala, and the shliach is going to say hariya mekadoshes liplani. So you have to have two kosher aidim watching. Can the shliach serve as one of the two aidim, or do you have to have two other aidim? Other than the shliach, so the shamai are of the opinion, ein shliach nasa eid. The shliach cannot serve as an eid, because the shliach is the baldover. Shliach is giving the ring; he's saying hariat mekudeshesli. So the shliach is the baldover, so he's pasul eidus. And they still disagree with the shamai, and they hold that the shliach is not the baldover. Shliach is not the Baal Dover. So that's how we pasken like this hill. That Shliach Naseh. What exactly is the machlokes Bishama and Bishilu? Bishama hold, Ein Shaliach Nase Ein, and the Gemara explains why. The Gemara in Kiddushin says why, because the Shliach is the Baal Dover, because he gives the ring and he says, Hariyam Kodeshesli. But he's not the one who's getting married. The Chosen is the Mishaleach. He's just on the side over here. So why did Bishama hold that he's considered the Baal Dover? So the answer is, the question over here is, what's the definition of Baal Dover? What's the definition of Baal Dover? So Bishamai say, the definition of Baal Dover is the Baal HaMaisa. Not only the one about whom we're discussing, is he married, is he not married? Let's say, the Chassan appoints a Shliach, and the Shliach gives the ring, and the Chassan is standing there. The Chassan is standing there, and the Shliach gives the ring to the Kavasa Hariyat Mekodesh is employing. So can the Chassan be one of the Eidim? Of course not. The Chassan is the Baal Dover, the Choladeis. The Chassan is the Kala. Kala is a woman. She's not Kosher Leidus. But the Chassan Kala for sure are the Baal Eidvar. That for sure. It's important to determine who's the Baal Dover for two purposes. Number one, a Baal Dover is Pasal Eidus. Number two, Kroivim, Absulim Leidus, Kroivim to the Baal Dover. So you gotta know who is the Baal Dover. So the Chassan Kala for sure are the Baal Eidvar. Even if the Chassan is not giving the ring, the Chassan is standing there, and he's watching the way his shliach is giving the ring to the kal. So the chassan, the whole nidan is whether he's married or not. So for sure he's the Baal Dover. The Shammai say not only is the Baal Dover the one to whom the whole issue is nogeya, whether he's married or he's not, whether she's married or not, or you say we're discussing whether he's chayv mamon, whether he's chayv misa, whether he's chayv malkus. We're discussing whether he's mechuyev or not. So of course he's the Baal Dover. So the Shammai are of the opinion not only the one about whom the whole discussion is described as the Baal Dover. The Baal HaMaisa is also called the Baal Dover, even though the Baal HaMaisa, the whole issue is not negated. He's on the side over here, the Shliach. He's not the Chassan, he's not the Kala. He's not related to anybody over here. But since he's giving over the ring, saying Hariyat Mekodeshesli, he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin. So Beishamai are of the opinion that the Baal HaMaisa is considered a Baal Dover as well. And Beisilu disagrees with Beisham, and we pass him like Beisilu. So that's the question, what point exactly do they disagree? Beisilu disagrees with Beisham. They hold that the Shaliach is not the Baal HaMaisa. Do they agree with Beisham on their definition? There are two definitions of Baal Dover. The one to whom the whole topic is Nogeya, is he married, is he single? The Chosn and the Kala, for sure, the Baal Edvar. But they hold that the Shaliach Lekidushin the Shliach LeKiddushin is not called the Baal HaMaisa because of the principle of Shlucha. What does it mean Shlucha Shalodim Kemoisa? When I send the Shliach to give a ring to the Kala, so I become married with the Kala. So how do you say this? The Shliach did the Maisa Kiddushin and the Chalois Kiddushin relates back to me, or do you say no? Employing the principle of Shlucha Shalodim Kemoisa, we consider it as if the Mishalech did the Maisa Kiddushin. Picha kepi amirascha kamirasi vasa yotcha kiyodi vasa yoscha kasa yodi asa yossi. So it's considered as if the chosn did the maisa kiddushin. So it's not that the shliach is the Baal HaMaisa. Shliach is not even the Baal HaMaisa. Is that the point of debate? That's a little unclear. What do Beisilu disagree with Bisham? Bishama, we see they say two definitions of Baal Dover. One is the one on whom the one to whom the whole issue is nogeya, is he married, is he not married? And the second one is the Baal HaMaisa, one is doing the Maisa Kiddushin, even though it's not chal on him. The Shaila is Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai. Do they agree that there are two definitions of Baal Dover, but the whole Shluch HaShalom Kemoisa, the Shliach is not even the Baal HaMaisa. Shluch HaShalom Kemoisa makes it, it's considered as if the Mishalech did the whole Maisa Kiddushin. Or should I say no? Beis Hillel just hold from one definition of Baal Dover. The Baal HaMaisa is not considered a Baal Dover. The Mai Nafkamina, what if you have another case? What if you have a different case where someone is clearly the Baal HaMaisa, he's not a Shlech, he's the Baal HaMaisa, but the whole issue is not negated to him. How is that possible? So the Russian Sanhedrin, in the third parak in Sanhedrin, you have the din that Kroivim Apostle Eidus. The Kroivim, what do you mean Kroivim Apostle Eidus? Everybody's related to somebody. A Gershon is God, is not Korav to anybody. Cut and Chanel is not related to anybody in the world. What if it's not a Gershon, this guy, but a Jew, has relatives, he has parents, he has cousins, he has uncles, he has children, he has related to people. So the answer is a korv is possible, it means a korv to the baldover. It's not that you have relatives, you're not possible, it means a korv to the baldover. So the shayla is, who's defined as the baldover? So the Rosh in Sanhedrin quotes a machloikes ha-go'enim, and the Mechaber in Hilchos Eidos quotes the two opinions, not Machriya. What's the din in the following case? A man is about to die, and you can't take it with you, so the Yerusha is going to go to the children. So let's say he has three sons. Nobody's a b'chor. So the first child was a daughter, and he has three sons. So the three sons are going to divide one third, one third, one third. So the pasuk says, "V'hoyah b'yom hanchilo z'banav eis hashiyalo." What do you mean, "b'yom hanchilo z'banav"? He dies. "B'yom hanchilo z'banav" sounds like he gives over the Yerusha. Doesn't give over. He dies, and the Yerusha goes automatically. So the Mishnah in Bava Basu Kuflam and Aman Aleph quotes, whose opinion is it? B'yechem and Broika, I think. The Torah gives the morish. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraita says, the Torah gives the one who's about to die, the rich uncle, whoever is dying, he gives him the right to alter, to make a tzavur, to alter the amounts of the Yerusha a little bit. Let's say, so he has three sons, each one is entitled to one third, so he cannot say, I want the daughter to divide equally, it should be one quarter, one quarter, one quarter. Everyone should get one quarter. The daughter is not in line to get a Yerusha. If he wants the daughter to get a Yerusha, he has to make Kinyonim. But the Mishnah says, since she's not in line to get Yerusha, the din of Tzavua does not apply. Well, let's say he has a cousin, he has a dear friend, he has the local rabbi, he wants the rabbi to get the big share of the Yerusha. So the rabbi is not royally Yarsha. But only if he says Al Misha royally Yarsha on the three sons who are all, each one is in line to get one third, one third, one third. So he decides, look, one son is very successful in business. He doesn't really need my Yerusha. So I don't want to cut him out in Gansin, so I'll only give him one tenth. Then for the 90% that remains, I'll give 45% to one and 45% to the other. They can use the money better. So he says, I want to give, before he dies, he makes a tzavua. I want to give 45% to this son, 45% to this son, and 10% to the other son. So the Mishnah says that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Brok. The Mishnah says that that's legitimate, and it's based on that pasuk in Chumash. What do you mean, hachila is bonav? You see, atar nashna reshus la'av lachan chil l'chol misha yirtze. That's how the Gemara says. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rava, the three lines from the bottom of Kuflam and Amaral. The Mishnah is Kuflam and Amaral. And Rabbi Basu quotes Rabbi Yochanan Brok. If he singles out one of those who are in line to get a Yerusha, let's say the rich uncle dies and he never had any children, never had any, no grandchildren, so he has nephews and nieces. So you have to figure out, sometimes the nieces will be in line to get Yerusha, sometimes they won't. It depends, are the nieces from his brothers and nieces from his sisters? If he has brothers and sisters, only the brothers get, the sisters don't get. Let's say the uncle dies and he has four sisters. He doesn't have any brothers. So all the sisters get equally. So then one of the sisters only has daughters, one of the sisters only has sons. So then all the nephews and the nieces share equally. Everybody's entitled to it. They don't share equally. They don't share equally. Let's say he has, let's say the man who dies has two sisters who already died. And then one sister has two daughters and one sister has five sons. So the two sisters each get 50% of the Yerusha. And then the sisters are no longer alive, so the one sister who had two daughters, each one of the daughters gets 25%. The one sister, each daughter gets half of the 50% that sister gets. The other one who had five sons, each one gets one-fifth of the 50%. Each one gets 10%. You don't say, well, there are five nephews and two nieces, that's seven, so divide all Yerusha in seven parts. You don't divide in seven parts. You had two sisters. So each sister is entitled to 50%. The sister who had more children, so those children would get less. The sister had less children, so those children would get a bigger share. So the din is, let's say this, in such a case, all the nephews and all the nieces, they're all in line to get something. The two daughters are going to get 25% each, half of the 50%. The five sons are going to get, each one's going to get 10% of the whole usual. but everybody's in line to get something, so there he has a right to finagle and say whatever he wants. I want this daughter to get 90%, and the 10% should be divided amongst all the other six Yorshim. Whenever there are Yorshim who are in line to get Yerusha, so then Hatar Nostam Rishus, it doesn't have to be La'av. The original case in the Chumash is that it's the father, but it's La'av Davke the father. Whoever the Morish is has a right to single out. So the Rosh quotes this Shaila. A man is about to die, and he makes the Tzavoa how they should divide the Yerusha, and then he dies. Once he's dead, the whole issue is not negated to him. The whole issue is only negated to the children. So, let's say, some of the children, does matter, some of the children were there, none of the children were there, it does make a difference. So, the man was chaylik nechasa of the person before he died, wants to rearrange the Yerusha. So someone's going to get a bigger share than he would normally get. So those who are getting a smaller share are not interested in hearing. They don't want to hear this story that the man before he died changed the percentages. So they say, prove that it's true. So the others who are in line to get a bigger share, they bring witnesses. But the witnesses, let's say, are cousins of the one who died. The first cousins of the man who died. They went to visit him in the hospital on his deathbed, and he makes a tzavua, and then he dies. So they're cousins of the man who died. First cousins. So that's called Sheni B'Sheni. But as far as the children are concerned, it's first cousins once removed. That's Sheni B'Shlishi. It's my father's cousin. So Sheni B'Shlishi is kosher le'edus. So the question is, who are the Bali Dvarim over here? Whoever is a korev, Karevim Apostle le'edus, whoever is a korev to the Baldavar is Pasal le'edus. So the children who are in line to get the Yerusha, and they're fighting with each other or discussing peacefully with each other what percentage of the Yerusha everyone is entitled to. For sure they're the Bali Dvar. We're discussing how much money they're entitled to get. For sure they're Bali Dvar. So whoever's going to be a cousin of theirs, whoever will be a Korev to the Yorshim, for sure is a Korev Pasolaitis. Whoever's a Korev to the Baldav is Pasolaitis. So the children for sure are Bali Dvar. The Shaila's over here is the father who died, is the Morish, is he a Baldav or not? He's clearly the Bala Meisen. He's the one who made the Tzavor. The entire hinges on whether he made such a Tzavor. He didn't make such a Tzavor. What did he say in his Tzavor? Who should get what percentages? And you can't pilpul over here, Shluchu Shlodim Kemaisa, so he's not the Bala Meisen. No, he's not anybody's Shliach. He is the Bala Meisen. He made the Tzavor. So that's a Machlokes HaGaonim. What point of Beis Shammai do Beis Hillel agree with? And what point do they reject? The Beis Shammai claim, Ein Shaliach Nasei, the Shliach is the Bala Maisa over here. Because Shluch Shlomo Kemoisa, so the Shliach is the Bala Maisa. So the Bala Maisa is also called the Baldover. And Beis Hillel, and therefore the Shliach, Ein Shliach Nasei, because he's the Baldover, he's postulated. And we don't accept Beis Shammai's opinion. So that's the fundamental machlokes in the Gaonim. What part of Beis Shammai do we not accept? Do we agree with Beis Shammai that there are two definitions of Baldavar? Except that we hold that because Shluch Shlomo Kemaisa, the Mishalech is the Bala Maisa. Shliach did it in Metzias, he did the Maisa of giving over the ring of Sarah Ariyama Kodeshesli. But Al Pidin is not considered the Bala Maisa, and Mishalech is considered the Bala Maisa. But in this case, where the father made the Tzavah, the father is the Bala Maisa. So if the Edom who are testifying are first cousins of the father, then they will be postulators. Or should I say no, that Beis Hillel disagree fundamentally with Beis Shammai, hold there's only one definition of Baldov. Baldov is the one who stands to gain or lose the money. But the one who's the Bala Maisa is not called the Baldov. So that's a machlokes. Anyway, Bahaloch al Maisa, we pass from Shaliach Nasei. Fine. So what did the Gemara throw in over here? Shaliach, that's just to throw you off a little bit. The Shaliach, I will have to see what Rashi explains over here. The machlekes over here is whether Eid Nasa Dayan or not. Not whether Shliach Nasa. The Shliach Lahilocha is giving the Haggadah Seidus. He's saying, Befananechtam, Fananechtam. And everybody agrees that Befananechtam, Befananechtam is a form of Kibbutz Shtar. And it has to be in the presence of the Bezna of Shloshom. But the machlekes is whether Eid Nasa Dayan or Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. You say Eid Nasa Dayan or Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. So the Gemara says, what's Taka the Din? Is it Din Eid Nasa Dayan? So the Din is on the level of the Raisa. We respect the Din of the Raisa. The rule is ein eidas adai. With respect to dinam derabbanan, we paskin that eidas adai. Kiyam ashtar. That's the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara says, since the whole need for kiyam ashtar is only derabbanan, when atar I say like Reish Lakish, eidam achsim al ashtar, nasa kimishin nechre dusan abezin. So the whole need for kiyam ashtar is only derabbanan. So since it's only derabbanan, so we would paskin with respect, bid derabbanan, with respect to din derabbanan, we would paskin. So the Gemara says, no, the whole topic over here is only mid the Rabbanon. The whole need for b'fananechtav is also only mid the Rabbanon. Also a form of kiyam ashtar. So we should, everyone should agree, v'kayim alam mid the Rabbanon, that ain't nasadayin. So the Gemara says, el ha'chav ha'kam afligi. They all agree with their Raisa, with respect to din of their Raisa, ain't nasadayin. With respect to din of the Rabbanon, they all agree, yes, ain't nasadayin. Machlokes over here is the Marsa became an ishik sharing the harvias haged. You can send the husband can send a shlech al halacha either a man or a woman. It has to be someone Jewish, but he can send a man or a woman. So sometimes he'll send a woman. Zim din the ma'isi lo itza. Sometimes the husband will send a woman. Doesn't mean he'll give it to get to his own wife. I'm not talking about that funny case. He'll send a woman as the shlech al halacha. The samchei aloha, and they may make a mistake and think that the woman could be mitzurif, could be mitzaref to the bezna of three, and that for sure not. A woman cannot serve as a member of the bezna. And the other one who says that eid nasadayin, the idach ishem eidiyad develo samchei aloha. If it'll be a woman who'll be delivering the get, and she'll be saying panachta, so the people will be intelligent enough to know that a woman cannot be mitzaref to serve as a member of the bezna. But in a normal circumstance, if the shlech la'alocha is a man, and he's not a karoi, he's not related to anybody over here, and he's not a gangster, he's not a Russia, if he'll be a Russia also, he can't be mitzaref him to serve as a member of the bezna. If he's kosher, l'dayanis, so then we'll be mitzaref him to serve as a member of the bezna. In the case where he's not kosher to l'dayanis, he won't be mitzaref him. Yeah. What kind of a din is that? What kind of a din is that? And on the level of the Raisa, ain eid nasa dayin. What did Gemara throw in Shaliach nasa eid for? Shaliach nasa eid is irrelevant over here. The din is the machlekes b'shamim b'silo. It has been determined already centuries before then that the din b'shamim b'silo b'shamay died way before Rabbi Yechanan. So what are they hacking about Shaliach nasa eid for? What did they introduce Shaliach nasa eid? So Rashi writes Kloima. The Gemara doesn't explain. Rashi writes Dima Mascha B'Shliach Nasei Be'Ein Nasadai. Kloimer, what does that sentence mean? Do I say I Amrin? Do I say Kihecha D'Shliach Nasei? Achanami Ein Nasadai? And or not? Should I say just like we are Maker like Bezilo Shliach Nasei? So too Ein Nasadai. And perhaps I should say not so. What's the just like so too? Just like a person says Bar Nefash is safe after he finishes a cup of coffee, so too, when you give a get, you have to say B'fan Anech, B'fan Anech. What has one got to do with the other? Shlech Nasein is one issue, and Eid Nasein is another issue. You have to research a little bit. Shlech Nasein, we know what it is. The Machlek is B'Sham and B'Sil. We know more or less, we know B'Sham HaShita, and we know that two Pshatim, the Goyim, had a Machlek is what's Pshat and B'Sil. What's the topic of Ein Eid Nasein? What is that based on? So the Tosfos, there's a famous Tosfos in Baba Kama, and Daf Tzadik on the base, but the Tosfos gives three sources for the din. Where did they come up with such an einfall? Ein Eid Nasadayin. So a long skinny Tosfos takes up the whole on the base, Tzadik on the base. So Tosfos has three opinions. What is this based on? So one opinion in Tosfos is that it's based on a pasuk, V'yomdu shnei ha'anashim asher lohem harib l'pnei Hashem. We just had it, no? And Chumash and Parshas can say it's same. Yom Neshnei Ha'anashem Hashelah Hem Hariv Lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, Yom Neshnei Ha'anashem Eloh Ha'edim Hashelah Hem Hariv Eloh Balidinim Lefnei Hashem Eloh Hadayonim. That's how the Gemara interprets. Because the Gemara didn't want to think that Yom Neshnei Ha'anashem refers to Reuven and Shimon, the two Balidvarim. You don't always have two Balidvarim. Sometimes you have 10 Bali Dwar. You have a whole Shutfis, you have a whole company. Used to be a man lived in a neighborhood, Mr. Katz. So he told me he passed away. He said his father used to be a dayan in Satna. His father published the Sfarim HaChoshen Mishpat, how to pass Kinshailas, Allah HaMaisa. So this Mr. Katz reprinted his father's form. So he says he remembers once, and he went to college, Mr. Katz. His father was a dinosaur, and he went to college. And he was in business. He was in the business world. He used to buy up companies that went bankrupt, or whatever. Whatever he did with them, I don't know. So he said, he remembers once there was a din Torah by his father in Williamsburg. And Satma, when Satma used to be in Williamsburg. So he says, he had to go to college that day. So after something like 100 people came for a din Torah. There was a whole shul over here in Washington Heights. They wanted to fire the chazan. They felt that the chazan did something improper. So all the balabatim came, 99 balabatim came, and the chazan. So there was more than one Baldin. There were more than two Baldin. It wasn't just Reuben on this side, Shimon on the other. There were 99 Balabatim on one side, and the Chazan on the other side. So he went to college around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and his father had a house full of people. So he came back from college at 11:30 at night. They were still there. They were all still screaming at each other. The Torah was going on and on and on and on forever. So that's what the Gemara doesn't want to say. Yom Nishtei Hanoshim Asher Elohim Hariv. The Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is the two Balei Dvarim who are fighting with each other. So the Gemara understands why only two Balidina. Sometimes you have more than two Balidina. You may have 99 Balidina on one side, one Baldina on the other side. You can have 100 Balidina. So the Gemara interprets, because the halacha requires a minimum of two Eidim. You can have more than two Eidim also. Yamdushne Andoshim refers to the Eidim. Ashelahem Hariv, you read it as if it were with Avav. Yamdushne Andoshim va Ashelahem Hariv. Not only should the two witnesses stand, the Edom have to be Bamida, the Baladinim also have to be Bamida. Have to be Bamida in the presence of whom? Lefnei Hashem. Who's Lefnei Hashem? The Dayanim. The Dayanim might be Yeshiva, and the Baladinim are Bamida, and the Edom are Bamida. That's how the Gemara interprets. That's how Rashi writes in Shavuos. Why did the Chachamim interpret? So he says, no, because sometimes you'll have, it's not so rare that you'll have more than two Baladinim. It's not just one Tavim and one Nitva. You have 99 Tavim, and one poor Chazan is the Nitva. You can have a lot of Baladin. So Taisa says one suggestion there, and what we come to the Tzadik on the base. What is the source of the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin? It's based on this pasuk. You see, the Yom Deshnei Hanoshim is referring to the Eidim, then it says, Lefnei Hashem Elo Hadayonim. So you see from the pasuk that the roles have to be filled by different people. The Dayanim are separate, and the Eidim are separate, and the Baladinim are separate. You can't have Baladinim serve as Eidim, can't have Baladinim serve as Dayanim, and you can't have Eidim serve as Dayanim either. There have to be three different categories. The Eidim and the Baladinim and the Dayanim. That's one suggestion that Taisa gives. That's the mocha for the Din Daraisa, that on the level of, with respect to Dinim Daraisa, ain't Eid Nasadayim. Then Taisa gives another suggestion, though. It's based on a different pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk we were just working on before, etc. So the Gemara says, "Bayom v'lo balayla." Bayom hanchilas banav, bayom v'lo balayla. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? The man dies at night, so his property becomes hefker? It doesn't go birusha to his tomb. That's utterly ridiculous." The Gemara says, "Can't be. It doesn't make a difference whether the man dies in the daytime, man dies in the nighttime. So what changed?" So the Gemara says, now, Bayom, what are you going to say? Bayom atamapal nachlis, balayla yatamapal nachlis. When you draw the lots, let's say the father had two factories where he manufactures automobiles, whatever. He owns a factory in Wyoming and a factory in Idaho. And they're both equal in value. So the two sons are fighting. Each one wants the one in Idaho. So you draw lots. So one gets the one in Idaho, one gets the one in Wyoming. So you're going to say, you can't draw the lots in the nighttime. Why not? That doesn't make any sense. So what does the pasuk mean by yom v'lo balayla? Mor says, no, it means the following din. If three people go to visit a sick man on his deathbed, they go lebakar es achayla. So the Gemara says, rotsu, and the chayla makes a tzavuah. The Yom Hanchila Azbanav, Rabbi Yechon HaMebreika says that's referring. The Yom Hanchila, what do you mean? The Yom Hanchila, we just said before. What do you mean, Hanchila? He dies and the Yerusha goes Memela to the descendants, to the children. Gemara says no. Rabbi Chaim Broka understands from that pasuk, and the Gemara says we pass like Rabbi Chaim Broka. Hatorah nas no reshus lav lahan chalachal mishayirtsa. So the father is making a tzava, altering the percentages of the Yerusha. So if three people happen to come at the same time, three people happen to mikre, three people happen to come visit the chayyim at the same time, and he makes a tzava, then he drops dead. So the Gemara says, if they want to rotze kosvim, if they want, they can write a shtar, they can write a document to attest to the fact that he made a tzava, and then let the bezin, let him go to another bezin to discuss whether the tzava was valid. Tzava will sometimes be valid, sometimes not be valid. He has to pick bein ben abadim. He can't pick a bas b'makam bein. He has to pick someone who's royally yosha, and he can't cheat the b'chor from the pishnayim. There are certain details, there are certain limitations within his din. And the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch regarding some of the details. So ratzu kaisvim, if the shloisha shenichnas lebakras achela want, they can just give testimony, and they won't pass it. And ratzu osin din, if they choose to, the three can serve as a bezin. So the Gemara says that din, the ratzu osin din, that's only if nichnas lebakras achela bayoyim, b'yom anchila. But nichnas lebakras achela balaylo, it's only kaisvim. They can't be osin din. Why? Because ain't aid nasadayin. Because balayla there's no yeshiva's bezin. There's only yeshiva's bezin bayom. So therefore what? So there's something missing over here. So therefore what? Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains. It's a little bit missing over here. You have to add on a little bit. Gemara says, Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah. How do you do Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah? You have a bezin of three, and two witnesses come appear in front of the bezin, and they say, we saw the new moon. So the bezin declares that today is Rosh Chodesh. What happens if the bezin themselves saw the new moon? So do you say, let's say bezin of three saw the new moon. So do you say the bezin can declare to get today is Rosh Chodesh? Or do you say no? Two of the members of the bezin who saw the new moon will stand and testify in the presence of three rabbanim. And then the three rabbanim, the bezin of three, will declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. So the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. Why should you require that two of the three members of the bezin should serve as witnesses to tell a bezin of three, a different bezin of three? The Gemara says, "Lo teishmiya gedoyle miri." If the bezin of three themselves saw the new moon, there's rias bezdin. The halacha requires obviously rias hamaisa. You can't paskin anything without rias hamaisa. But we either require rias bezdin, the bezin should see with their own eyes, or rias eidim, which is transmitted to the bezin. Eidim should see the rias hamaisa, and then they tell it over to the bezin. So the Gemara says, "Well, which is better, rias eidim, which they tell over to the bezin, or rias habezin itself? Rias habezin is better. How can it be the bezin will hear about rias hamaisa from the two eidim? That's going to be better than the rias habezin itself. Rias habezin is better." So the premise in the Gemara is that you always need Rias HaMaisa. Without Rias HaMaisa, you can't paskin. You can't paskin based on what you make assumptions. It's probably like this. On Fridays, I usually go to the OU office to work on issues of kasha. So years ago, we used to sit in the office in New York, and we would philosophize about what the factory in Wyoming probably looks like. Probably like this, probably like that. Then when we fly out to Wyoming, no similarity living or dead. Absolutely, that's not what it looks like. And they give you a detailed description. If they call them on, they don't give you a photograph of what it looks like, you can't guess what it looks like. So the halacha requires you have to have Rias HaMaisa. Either Rias Bezin is better. The Bezin themselves saw the whole thing. So Rias HaBezin is better. And if you have Rias Eidim, that's second best. The pasuk says by the Dor HaFloga, they were building a Migdol, Rosh HaBashamayim. So this pasuk says, Vayered Hashem Liris HaSem Migdol Shebona B'nei HaAdam. So Rashi quotes a medrash on that pasuk. Mikan, in this pasuk, why? By Yared Hashem Liris HaSem Migdol, the Rabban Shalom knows what's happening in the world. No. The pasuk describes it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to judge the Dora HaFloga over here. Baruch Hashem sees what's happening in heaven also, but the Pasuk describes Vayered Hashem Liris is Hamigdol. So the Pasuk describes it Kiilu. It's not really, it's not the truth, but it's not a lie either. It's not Vayered Hashem Liris. Baruch Hashem doesn't have to be Vayered Hashem. He can see the Migdol in heaven also, but it's written in such a way to teach us that a Bezdin, Rashi quotes the Medrash on that post, a Bezdin should never paskin without Rias HaMaisa. Either the Bezdin themselves should see the Rias HaMaisa, or they should hear Shmia, they should hear from the Yedim the Rias HaMaisa. So the Gemara says the same over here. The man makes the Tzavah before he dies. We're going to paskin, instead of all the three sons getting one third, one son is going to get 45%, one's going to 45%, one's going to get 10%. The one who's so successful in business, he only needs 10%. The other two are going to get 45% of the Yerusha. So we're going to paskin not to divide the Yerusha equally based on the tzavoah that the father made. So this psak requires Rias HaMaisa. So either you have Rias Bezdin, either the three members of the Bezdin were there, they were present, and they heard the father make the tzavoah before he died. Or you'll have to have Rias Edim. So the Gemara says it depends. If it's the daytime, so you can have a yeshivas bezin bayom. We learn now from a pasuk that a tchilas yeshivas bezin has to be bayom. It's a mishnah in Sanhedrin. Once the tchilas, let's say the din Torah started at 6 o'clock, and he came back from college at 11:30, and they were still there screaming. Well, 100 people were still screaming. You can have a din Torah balayla, provided that you started bayom. Chilas yeshivas bezna has to be bayom. So the Gemara says like this: the yom han chilas banav. If it's daytime and the father makes a tzavo in the presence of the shloshes shenichnasu levakar es hachayla, so then they can constitute a bezna. That's rias bezna. So they don't have to testify in presence of another bezna, and the other bezna should paskin. They themselves can paskin. But if it's laila, it says v'yom atchila v'yom v'lo balayla. If it's laila and the shloshes shenichnasu levaker balayla, you can't have a tchilas yeshivas bezin. You can, if you had a kviyas bezin bayom, they can continue to function into the night. But if they were nichnasu levaker as achila balayla, then you can't say ratzu osim din, because the rias hamaisa that they heard the tzavua from the man who died, that's a rias edim. You can't call that a rias bezin. And the halacha requires always Rias HaMaisa. Better is always to have Rias Bezdin. The Gemara says, Lo Tei Shmia G'dayla Me'Ria. It can't be that the Bezdin will hear the Rias HaMaisa from the Yedim. It's going to be better than Rias HaBezdin. No, it's certainly Rias Bezdin is better. But it's only considered Rias Bezdin if it's Ra'uhu Bayom. If it's Ra'uhu Balayla, then it's called Rias Edim, because it's not Rias Bezdin Balayla. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the third parak. The Gemara says, Ra'u shlosha, if the three members of the Bezdin see the new moon, do they have to testify in the presence of the Bezdin of three? The other Bezdin will declare today is Rosh Chodesh, or can they declare based on their own Riyah? So the Gemara says it depends. Was it Ra'u Bayom or was it Ra'u Balayla? If it's Ra'u Bayom, if the new moon appeared in the daytime, so then you can say it's a Riyah's Bezdin. The three, they're probably standing, they're not sitting. So that's not ma'akir. The bezin should l'chatchila be sitting. That din is not li'kuva. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that if the bezin stands and they make a psak in a standing position, it's for the evidence is good. So if you have the three members of the bezin are standing and they see the moon, they're walking in the street in the daytime, they see the new moon, so they can constitute a bezin. It's bayom. You can have a kviyas bezin. You have rias ha-bezin. So if you have rias bezin, you don't need rias edim, and they should tell it over to a bezin. Rias Bezin is better than Shmiya, based on Rias Eidim. But if it's going to be Rahu Balayla, if you see the new moon at night, not in the daytime, so Balayla, you can't have a Tchilas Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin. So the Ria was Rias Eidim. You can't say it's a Rias Bezin. So then we have a rule, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The two Dayanim who saw the moon at night, you don't need three Eidim to testify in Kiddush HaChodesh, they're not for two Eidim. So two of the three will have to come back tomorrow and serve as Eidim. The third one can be mitzvah with another two. Yeshivu shnai mechavreim etzel ha-yochid. The Mishnah says, let them get another two rabbonim to be mitzvah with the third one. Because you don't need all three of them to testify that they saw the new moon. Two of them will serve as Eidim. And the third one can serve as the member of the Bezdin together with the other two. So Taisa says in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, that's the second opinion. What is the source in the Chumash for this institution of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? What does it say? The Gemara says it's a din deraisa that applies to dinim deraisa. Where is the marker in the Chumash? So the first marker they suggest, one Balatay says, based on the pasuk, V'yom L'shnei Anoshim, Asher Lahem Hariv, L'fnei Hashem, you see that there are three different categories of people, Eidim, Baladinim, and Dayanim, and you can't mix together. The second opinion of Taisa says, no, it's not based on that pasuk. That doesn't necessarily indicate that the Eidim can serve as Dayanim. It's based on this pasuk. V'yom B'yom Anchilos Bano B'yom Below Balailo. And what does it mean by Yom Below Balailo? The Gemara says, does it mean that if a person dies at night, the Yerusha doesn't go over to the children? That's ridiculous. Does it mean that you can't be Mapal Nachalos Balailo? That's ridiculous. So the Gemara says, no. Where is that Gemara? Shloshi Shinichnu Sulevakaras Achela. Ratzu Kaisman Ratzu Osim Din. And that's only if Nichnu Sulevakaras Achela by Yom. But if Nichnu Sulevakaras Achela by Lailo, then it won't be any good. That's on Kuf Yud Gimel Omid Beis. The last, above the Basra, Kuf Yud Gimel Omid Beis, the last three lines. Omer Av Yehuda, Shloshi Shenichnus O Nevaka Sachela, Ratzu Kaisim Ratzu Osim Din. And then, Omer Av Chiz, Delo Shon Ela Bayom. Aval Balai Lo, Afidu Shloshi Kaisim Ratzu Osim Din, My Time Ahavalu Eidim, Vein Eid Nasa Dayim. So that's based on the phrase, Bayom Anchila, Bayom Velo Balai Lo. That's earlier on Kuf Yud Gimel Beis. Bayom Balo Balayla. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Ela Miyat the Shochet the Imam who the Yarsilei Bnei. Only if you die in the daytime, the Yerusha goes. Man the Shochet Belel Yodah Yarsilei Bnei. It can't be. The Gemara says no. It goes on making a din Torah. Can the three servants die up? That's the second source that Taisa gives. And Taisa gives a third source, a third marker for the din. The three opinions. What is the marker for the? What is the drasha? What's the makkah for the din of Eidnei Asadai? The Taisim Baba Kama, Tzadik Amud Beis, has a third suggestion. We have a din in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, mainly in Baba Kama, that Eid Shi'i Atiyoch Al-Hazima is not acceptable. Sanhedrin a little bit. Eid Shi'i Atiyoch Al-Hazima is not acceptable. There are two kinds of Eid Shi'i Atiyoch Al-Hazima. So the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about Eid Shi'i Atiyoch Al-Hazima. Witnesses tell a story that Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So the Bezin says, well, when did it happen? We don't remember exactly. Last year sometime. At least 10 months ago. They don't exactly remember what day. Where did it happen? It must have been in New York. Because we were in New York. We don't remember. Brooklyn, Manhattan. It's possible we see these Reuben and Shimon, the Malvin Miller, we see them sometimes in Brooklyn, we see them sometimes in Manhattan. We don't remember where it was, but it was a long time ago, about 10 months ago. We don't know exactly when, we don't know exactly where. So the Gemara says he can't accept such Haggadah Seders, because Seders Yatiyach Al-Azimah. You have to pin him down and have to say exactly when it happened and where it happened. So if anyone will say, Mona Hayisim, Boso Yom, Mokam Acher, so they'll be considered Eidim Zedim. So that's one kind of Seders Yatiyach Al-Azimah. He can't be Mazim then, because they didn't say the Zman, they didn't say the Mokam. So you don't accept such Haggadah Seders. Then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, there's another kind of Eid Shi'i Atiyoch Al-Hazimah. They give you the Zman and the Mokum. Absolutely. And you can pin them down, and you can be mazim them, and prove that they're telling a lie. But the nature of the situation is such that even if you'll be mazim them, we won't give them the punishment of Kasha Zaman. See, in the first case, it's Eid Shi'i Atiyoch Al-Hakhishon. You can't prove that they're lying. Because they'll always say, well, it happened a different time, it happened earlier, later, whatever. Then there's another kind, you can be makhish them. You can show that they're lying, but you cannot punish them. Eidu she'atiyoch alaha nisham. Two different kinds of Eidu she'atiyoch alazim. So Taisa says, what's the din? If a person gave... person gave testimony, and then later on we're mazim him. So an eid zaymim is pasul eidus. One who gives eid a sheker, one who made eid a sheker is pasul eidus. An eid zaymim is also pasul eidus. Two witnesses say about the previous two witnesses, and one who used to be so we believe the second cop, we assume the first ones were lying. So the first ones become pasul eidus. From what time on did they become pasul eidus? So that's one of the six famous cases. That's one of the six Yalkigam cases where there's a machlekes abay v'rover. And we paskin like abay. Usually, whenever there's machlekes abay v'rover, we paskin like rover. This is one of the Yalkigam. This is the ayin of Yalkigam, of the Yal, eight zaymim, that we paskin like abay l'mafreyahu nifson. You don't say like rover, he only becomes postulatus mikana l'habor from the time that they were mazimim. Today, the second pair of Edom come, the mazim, the first pair of Edom. So Rabbi says the first pair only become postulators, mikan al habo. So we pass from like Abaye, the mafreyahu nifso. So Tosis writes, in Baba Kama, Dab Sadakam and Beis, the din is that Edom Zaymim only get the punishment of Kasha Zaman if it's Nigma Adin al Pihan. That's a Mishnah in Makkos in the first pair. Ein Reidim Nasim Zavimim Achigomer Adin Apihem. Only if it's Nigmar Adin. So what if they themselves will be the Bezdin who's banking the Gmar Din based on their own testimony? And then if you'll be Mazim them, it'll turn out Igloya Muslim Afreya. They will postulatus from the time that they gave the Haggadah Seders. So whoever, we have a rule in the Mishnah, is whoever is postulatus, it's postulat Dayanus also. It'll turn out that it was never Nigmar Adin with the Kosher Bezdin. They were postulators retroactively. So their Gmar Din was not a valid Gmar Din. So every case when you're going to have an aid, Nasa Dayan, the aid who testified on this case is going to serve as a Dayan. So that aid is, will always be by definition, aid is Shehiyat Yochol Lahazimo. Because Eid Zaymim Lamafreyahu Nifsal. So it'll come out that the Gmar Din of the Bezdin, they themselves served, he was one of the members of the Bezdin. So the Bezdin wasn't a valid Bezdin. One of the three people, or two of the three people, were the Edim. So the Edim are Nifsal and Mafreya. So it's always going to be Edim Shiat Yochel Azim. These are the three opinions that Tosis gives. What is the source of the din? The Gemara always assumes there is a din. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, a din deraisa that applies to cases. Dinim deraisa, bid derabbanan. We respect the dinim derabbanan. We are makel Eid Nasa Dayan. With respect to dinim deraisa, we have to observe the din. Eid Nasa Dayan. So Tosis has three sources. So here the Gemara has a lashon. Should I say, just like Rashi writes, Ushliach nasei beid nas nine kamafligi kloimer. What does Rashi write? On Ham and Beis kloimer. Should I say, I aminon? Should I say kehechad ushliach nasei? Just like we pass like Beisilva ushliach nasei, so too. Pachanami eid nasadayin. Or I should say no, ushliach nasei, but ain't eid nasadayin. So it sounds as if there's some kind of a connection between the two. Otherwise, what do I mean? Just like so too? Just like it's sunny outside, so too it's snowing in Eretz Yisrael now. What's the connection between one and the other? It has to have some connection. What's the logical connection over here? So the Pashtus, the Pashtus and the Gemara really sounds like they're working with the first sheet in Tosis. Tosis had three different sheetas. What's the source of the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin? So the third sheet was, it's always going to be an Eid Shiyat Yochel Azimah, because if they're going to make the Gemar Din, they're going to be Nifsal Amafreya. So it's going to come out, the Bezdin was fossil at the time of the Gemar Din. Eid Shiyat Yochel Azimah. The second sheet said, it's a Gzeris HaKosuv, but Yaman Chil HaZbonav. The first sheet said, it's based on a pasuk that you have. Yom Nushnei HaNoshim, Asher lahem hariv, Atnei Hashem, there are three different categories of people, and you can't have one person function in two different roles. The roles have to be separated. The Edim have to be separate from the Baladinim, have to be separate from the Dayan. So the Pashtus is the first day in Tosis that you need separate rules. That's what it sounds like in our Gemara. Beishamai hold, Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid. You have to have separate roles. The shliach is the balamaisa. The shliach is considered a baldover. So Beishamai hold, ain't shliach nasa aid. How can you have the balamaisa serve as an aid? The balamaisa is a baldover, and the aidim and the balidvarim have to be separate people. And we pass ganatza, we pass like Beisilva. Exactly what the Beisilva, which point the Beisilva reject the Beishamai. So that's the machlokes hagoyim, that's what the Rosh and Sanhedrin in the third parak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chabad quotes the 2 days when the Rosh and the Gaonim. That's a machlokes, is exactly what aspect of the Shamai do Beisilva reject. That's a detailed topic. But The simple reading of the Gemara is, should I say, just like Keichid the Shaliach Nasei, then it doesn't bother me that you're having the same person play two different roles. He's the Balamaisa, and he can serve as an aide at the same time. He's not called a Baldova. Just because the Balamaisa, he's not called a Baldova, either because Balamaisa is not the Baldova, because Apidin is not the Balamaisa. However, so just like Shliach Nasei, it doesn't bother me that the same person is playing two different roles. So too, Aid Nasa Dayan, it doesn't bother me. There is no problem of a person serving two different roles. Or should I say no? There is a problem. It sounds, the simple reading anymore, it sounds as if that first sheet in Taisus is the correct sheet. That the marker of the din of Aid Nasa Dayan is based on that Pasuk. That the Pasuk sounds like you need three different people filling in the three different positions. The Rashbam on Bava Basra, that daf on where we say Kuf Yudalit, Kuf Yigimel Beis, Kuf Yudalit and all. So Rashi passed away already, and the Rashbam took over. Long. Arichas. Rashi is always the Kitzer. Rashbam is very long. The Rashbam was a grandson of Rashi, and he learned with Rashi. The Rabbein Tam was a younger brother of the Rashbam. So he didn't learn with Rashi. He was a little boy when Rashi died. But the Rashbam learned with Rashi, so he quotes a lot from Rashi. Usually follows Rashi. Rabbein Tam often disagrees with Rashi. So the Rashbam writes over there that he heard from Rashi a diuk in the Loshon HaGemara. That the Gemara says, Shloshe shenichnasu levaker es achoyle. If the three people went to visit the sick man in the hospital, bayom, so it's ratzu kosvim, ratzu otim din. They have an option. If they want, they can serve as ayonim, and they can issue a psak on the case. If they want, they can serve as aid. So that's only nichnasu levaker es achoyle bayom, velo balayla. Balayla, you can't say ratzu otim din, because there's no kliyas yeshivas bezin balayla, and the shloshe shenichnasu didn't have a riyas bezin, it's a riyas eidim, and riyas eidim is ein eid nasadayin, they'll have to testify. That's the Gemara. So the Rashbam quotes in the name of Rashi, it's only nichnasu levaker es achoyle. They came with the intention of visiting the sick man. They didn't know he's going to make a tzavor. He makes a tzavor. What if he calls him up on the telephone and he says, please come over to the hospital, I want to make a tzavor, and I want you to serve as Aiden. So he designates them, the Baldova, before he dies, he designates them as Aiden, and they're coming with the Kavona, with the intention of serving as Aiden. So if Niskavnu Lahoid, so even if it's Bayom, also it's Ein Oisim Din. Balayla, it doesn't matter what Kavona they had. Balayla, there's no Yeshiva's Bezmin Balayla. Bayom, well, you can't have Yeshiva's Bezmin. So the Rashbam quotes in the name of Rashi and Kuf Yidal and Manal from Bav Basra, it's only if nichnasu levaker es achoyle. If niskavnu lahoid, then they already have a shem eid. We already say that ein eid nasadai. They have a shem eid. They have a shem eid because niskavnu lahoid and ein eid nasadai. If you say the halacha of ein eid nasadai is based on eid shiat yochel azima, so it's only if they testify. So that a third opinion in Taisus, that the reason why Ein Eid Nasadan is because it'll be Eid Shiat Toch Lazima, that Shita certainly is not going to agree with Rashi, with the Rashbam. That if Niskavna Lohoid, even Bayom, you'll say Ein Eid Nasadan. The first two Shitas in Taisus, they can either choose to learn like Rashi or not agree with Rashi. So it happens that the Balei Taisus do not agree with that Rashi. The long Taisus and Sanhedrin, on Daf Tesam and Aleph, we discussed it. I think we spoke a little bit about it. Taisus asked the question, Aloshan, they have Hechman, Tzinu, Yedeinu, Veragleinu. How do we function? That's Aloshan Agmar later in Gittin. Hechman, Tzinu, Yedeinu, Veragleinu. How do we function? Taisus says, when you have a chasana, or they, and the days of the Balei Tesam, they had to get also, so all the relatives came. By us, all the relatives come when they get married. When they get divorced, all the relatives do not come. So at least by us, the chasana. When you have a wedding, they have all the relatives there, and the din requires you have to have Eidus Likim Adov, you have to have two kosher Eidim watching. When the chassan gives the ring, says Hariyamu Kodeshusli, so Tosfos says, Sech Matzinei Deinu Vagleinu, it's always Karva Fossil. There's a rule in the Mishnah in Makkos, in the first perk, Nim Sech Ben Eidim, Karva Fossil, Eidus Kulam Betelo. So you have all the relatives watching. So how is the Eidus Likim Adov a good? So Taisus answers, and Sanhedrin Daf Testament, Taisus answer is that the only time we apply the rule of Nimtzech and Meredim Karma Apostle is if they're all eight Hameid, if they all gave testimony, if three witnesses testified in front of Bezin, it turns out by mistake that one of them was a Ganef or a Russia, so then I say Nimtzech and Meredim Karma Apostle, Eidus Kulam Betelu. But if you're just talking about Eidei Riyah, just not Eid Hameid, you're just talking about Eid Haraya. Eid Haraya, Taisa says, doesn't have a Shemeid. So that's what Taisa says also, they disagree with this Rashi. The Rashbam quotes in the name of Rashi, and that would be Dalin and Baba Basra, that it's only Shlosh Yishinich Mesil Levakar Esachayla. They went in intending to visit the Chayla. They didn't intend to serve as Eid. But if it would have been Nichnasu Nahoy, called him up on the phone and he said, I want you to come over. I want to make a tzava. I want you to serve as Eidim. So then, since they were niskavna lahoyt, even if later on they want to make a din, Ra'u Bayom is not going to help because we'll apply the rule of Ein Eid Nasadai. So Tosfos disagrees. They say it's not true. Just like by the din of Karva Pasul, it doesn't apply to Eid Haroya, only applies to Eid Amei. So too, with respect to the din of Ein Eid Nasadai, it only applies to Eid Amei, it doesn't apply to Eid Haroya. So they disagree with Rashi. That Gemara, Kuf Yudalet and Baba Basra, there's a whole group of Rishonim who write the big Chiddush. We basically follow Tosfos. We don't follow Rashi. We hold that by Eid Haroya there's no din of Korah Post. That's the main din. So you have there the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo and the Ran, all the Ramban and all those who follow the Ramban. They all say the same thing. We don't accept Rashi's deal of nichnasu lebakir es hachoyle only if they were nichnas to visit. But if they intended to serve as Eidim, then they have a shame aid, and then we're going to say ein aid nasadayin. We don't accept that. But what if it be the case that I describe? The choyle calls him on the telephone and he says, I want you to serve as Eidim. I want to make a tzav, I want you to serve as Eidim. So then the Ramban and Talmid Ramban say that makes it worse. If the Baldover designates them as Eidim, then they do have a Shem Eid. And then you say Korb Apostle, and then you say Ein Eid Nasadai. Tosfos doesn't say one way or the other. Tosfos doesn't discuss that case, but the Baldover designated them as Eidim. He requested of them to testify. Tosfos just says, by Eid Araya, the whole din of, there's no Shem Eid, both Benegir to the din of Korb Apostle, as well as Benegir to the din of Ein Eid Nasadai. The Ramban, Talmid Ramban, say like this. So this is the tshuva that Rav Chaim Oizer has. We discussed it. Her girl was divorced. The girl was a grusha. She lived in New York and she was looking for a shidduch. And every time she went out with a boy, she said, I'm a grusha and if you're a kohen, I don't want to marry you. So that cut out a lot of the boys. A lot of the boys of Kohanim. Then one wise guy was a kohen. And when she said that, so she asked, are you a kohen? So he said, no. They're going out, then they got married. So in the middle of Shiva Simei Mishta, so the middle of the celebration, whatever, so the boy tells her that he is a kohen, but he's not religious. So I said, well, the girl didn't care. She knew he wasn't religious, but this not. She doesn't want to marry a, she's a grusha, she doesn't want to marry a kohen. She married a guy who wasn't religious, but the kohen with grusha she didn't want. So the minute she found out that he's a kohen, so she insisted she wants to get divorced. So they went to, she insisted after going to taxi, they're going back to the same rabbi who did the city kiddushin on the east side, so he's going to take care of the get. So they're going in a taxi, and then the taxi stopped for a red light. And then the chasm jumped out of the taxi and disappeared. And weeks and months went by, there's no chasm. So the poor girl is stuck. So she wanted to know, so they sent the shalit, came up on the east side in New York. So they sent Shahada to Rab Chaim Oizer, lived in Vilna. They thought it was a Shvera Shaila. Can they be mata the woman to remarry based on Kiddushin toys? Because every time she went out on a date, she would always ask, are you a kohen? And this boy also, she asked, is he a kohen? He said, no. He told her a lie. And then later on, when she found out that he was a kohen, right away she said, she wants a get. She didn't stay with him. So maybe it's considered Kiddushin toys. Rab Chaim Oizer says he's not prepared to be makel based on Kiddushin toys. Sometimes a girl will compromise on her religious principles and marry, a grusha will marry a kohen. After the First World War, Before the First World War, I think the majority of the Jewish people in Europe were all Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. After the First World War, there was a big change. Many of them would compromise on their religious principles. Many of them gave up their religious principles. Rav Chaim Moshe said, and he has in his tshuva, Nachi Yazin, the first thing, he says, just because the girl said so on the date and the boy told her a lie, that doesn't make it into Kiddush HaTorah. She would have said it by the chuppah, that would be a different thing. But by the chuppah, she didn't say one way or the other. So I have no right to assume that it's a Kiddush HaTorah. But he permitted the girl to remarry based on a different consideration, based on Korav Apostle. What's Korav Apostle? That when they went to this rabbi on the east side to be Masada Kiddushin, so the rabbi said, we have to have two witnesses. So the chosen said, here are my two friends. So he designated two friends. His two friends were Mechalel Shabbos, Ochlei Treifis. They used to eat on Yom Kippur, used to smoke on Shabbos, used to go to the dances on Yom Kippur. At that time, they had the Jewish people on the east side who didn't keep any of the mitzvahs. So they designated it. The rabbi didn't have any brains. He should have asked whether they're Shomer mitzvahs. Maybe the rabbi did have brains. Maybe he was smart. He didn't want to have kosher egg. Whatever the story was, whoever the rabbi was, the Rav Chaim Moshe doesn't go into that. So he says, since they designated Pasul Eidim, even though there were kosher Eidim, the rabbi was there, and there was another person who was religious at the time. There were two kosher Eidim. But since the Chosin designated as the Eidim, the Psulim, the Rishoyim, so we follow this Ramban and Rashba and the Ran and the Ritvo, all of these Rishonim above Basu Kufya Dalet, that even though we follow Taisus, that by Eid HaRoeh there's no shame Eid, and we neither apply the rule of Ein Eid Nasadai nor the rule of Karab Nimzeh and Beirin Karab Apostle, but if the Baldova designated them as Eidim, then they do have a shame Eid. So the Diuk does remain a little bit. Rashi made a Diuk. The Rashban quoted Rashi made a Diuk on the Gemara Kuf Yudalet Shlosh Shenichnasu Levaker Esachayla, only Nichnasu Levaker. When nichnasu lahoy, then they have a shemay. So that Rashi we don't accept. Just because niskabna ho'edim lahoy, that doesn't accomplish that they have a shemay. But if the Baldova designates them as edim, then the Ramban says that that's the worst. That's what some of the Rabbanim in recent years wrote shuvas. Let's say a couple is married by a Reform rabbi or a conservative rabbi. So what do you say? The kedushin is not chal. Why? You don't need a rabbi. So he says not a rabbi. So you don't need a rabbi. The chatchila, you need a Masada Kiddushin. That's the bottom Rashi on Hamer Beis. In the days of the late Amorim, they introduced the takonim, Mishena David, to get the Kiddushin. So based on that, Rashi says, Vahava Mamana, they used to appoint a Gavra Rabbi to supervise on the Kiddushin, a Gavra Rabbi to supervise on the Git. In the days of the Ramah, in the 1500s in Poland, they used to have special smicha that the person is right to be Masada Kiddushin. Special smicha, the person is right to be Masada Raget. You have to have a Masada Kedushin. But B'rievet, if you get married without a Masada Kedushin, you give a get without a Masada Raget, it's also kosher. As long as you do everything okay. So fine, we won't recognize the smicha, we won't recognize the Reformed rabbi as a rabbi. So Dalmei Achla, so there's no rabbi. So you can live without a rabbi also to have Siddur Kedushin. So the shaila is though, if they designated Eidim, and the Eidim are not kosher Eidis, so then these Rishonim say, Rav Chaim Moshe paskens like these Rishonim Adoch on the Maisa. If you designated Eidim Psulim, then they do have a if the Baldova designated them, if the Eidim had a mind on their own, they want to serve as Eidim, then we paskens like Tosfos against Rashi and Rashbam. The Skabla Hoy doesn't give a shame Eid. But if the Baldova designated them as Eidim, then Rav Chaim Moshe paskens that they do get a shame Eid. So that's what Dayan Grosnas has a tshuva about this, and he quotes that other rabbi and rabbi agreed with him. If there was a reformer, conservative rabbi performing the marriage, and they had the chosen, it's only if the chosen designates it, but the rabbi designates is not. That's like niskabna lohoy. So then you wouldn't say nimsech and mehem karav apostle. Then it depends what they're kosher edim, what they're not kosher edim. See, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. He doesn't talk about this angle. If they designate psulei edim, he just says you have to check to see under the chuppah whether two kosher edim or not. Very often it will turn out that if you have a marriage that was performed by a Reformed rabbi, conservative rabbi, it could be that there simply were no kosher edim. There were no religious Jews who were watching the Mesiris Kiddushin.
So what's classified as a kosher edim for a Kiddushin? What is classified as kosher edim? Because then there is, like someone said, that the psulim, what would be a
psul
for
an Eid? Well, a person who cheats in business is psul Eidus. A person who's a ganef is psul Eidus. That's called Rosh HaDechamis. That everybody agrees to. the pasuk says the chumash al toshes yadchem rasha liyaseit chamas. So the Gemara understands the pasuk to mean that a rasha de chamas, one who compromises on his religious principles to save money, is for sure postulated. Let's say the person would have really preferred, he was brought up orthodox, and he really preferred to eat kosher, but he eats non-kosher food in order to save money. If he has a choice, he'll eat the kosher food. If it's for nothing, or it costs the same amount of money, he'll eat kosher. But if he buys non-kosher in order to save money, or he does chil Shabbos in order to make a parnasa, so that's Rosh HaDechomis. Everybody agrees that that's postulated. Then there's Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. That's the mem of Yalkigam. Also, we pass like Abaye over them. What if the fellow is a mumer lahachis? Not that he compromises on his religious principles in order to make money. These are just not religious principles by him. He doesn't keep kosher, period. He doesn't keep kosher. He doesn't keep kosher at all. Doesn't keep Shabbos at all. Not that he violates Shabbos knowing that it's not right, but he wants to make more money. These are just not his religious principles. So that's a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. So Rava holds such a person is kosher ladies. And the Gemara says we don't accept the Rava's psak there. We pass him like Abaye. That even if he violates any din in the Torah, he's also posseded. But it's only if he violates it b'mezid. If he never heard of it, then let's say he doesn't know all the details of Hilchos Shabbos. There are a lot of balabatim, a lot of religious people who violate a lot of laws. They think that the handkerchief and the keys that you're allowed to carry. They wouldn't carry chas v'shalom the talis to shul, but the handkerchief and the keys, that's a pikuach nefesh. So everybody carries that. There are baby carriages years ago when I was growing up in the Bronx. So all the Shomer Shabbos, they all push baby carriages to the shul, and there was no Erev. They thought it's mutter to push a baby carriage to the shul. Whatever, achayna says atzmo. Whatever they thought. They didn't realize that was us. So if they violate something, b'shoigeh. So you don't become postulators on that. The Rambam writes, from the lametes of his malachas, some are more mazel dik than others. The Rambam says, kosher amatir, most people never heard of. Yes. Making a fire, writing, erasing, putting out a fire, carrying. These are more mazel dik than malachas. People heard of them. The kosher amatir, a lot of people never heard of them. The Chayyodim writes, he was a businessman. Towards the end of his life, they appointed him as a diner in Vilna. But originally, he was a businessman. He used to travel a lot for business. So he says he once stayed in an inn on Shabbos, and one of the balabatim was reciting Mishnah Shabbos Baal Peh. There's a minig. You go through all the 24 prokim of Masechet Shabbos, Mishnah is every Shabbos. One balabas was a learned businessman. He was also in the same hotel, in the same inn. He was reciting all the lametes of his malachas by heart on Shabbos, the Mishnayos. And just by without paying attention, he was spinning wool at a spindle by pushing his foot. He didn't even realize. That's the malacha that he just said, Baal Peh. He never knew what those words meant in the Mishnah. He was doing a malacha. People don't even realize they do. So the Rambam writes that if a person does a malacha on Shabbos, b'shoigeh, he doesn't realize that that's a malacha. So then you can't say that he's postulated. But if he knows that it's not right, just doesn't realize how serious it is, he knows that if you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, then he is postulated. So the Eidei Kiddushin have to be people who are honest in business. That's what they quote. There were some tzaddikim who would never take a businessman as an aid, because they felt that all businessmen cheat in business at some time or another. Rav Kook would never take a secretary in an office as an aide. He says every secretary always uses an envelope or a stamp for his own purpose. So he felt that that's a gana. That's a chumra. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, that if the guy cheats a little bit, but that's the minig olam, everybody steals a little bit. And cheat on income tax. Everybody cheats a little bit on income tax. You're not allowed to. It's not mutter, but if it's a form of stealing, that everyone is Myra Hector, yeah, it can't be so bad, everybody does it. So even though it's absolutely forbidden, but that's considered an aver b'shoigeh. But if there's no Myra Hector, that's a guy cheating on income tax, millions of dollars he cheats. That's done a little bit, chiseling off a little bit here, a little bit. I can't say that. Maybe not times that's also Myra Hector, I don't know. But if he cheats a lot in business, or he cheats a lot on income tax, that we assume there's no Myra Hector on that. So that's called b'mezid. If he cheats a little bit, so the Gemara says, even though it's an aver, that we label that as an aver b'shoigeh. So you have to have eidim by the kiddushin. You have to be eidim who are honest. They don't cheat in business. They don't steal from other people. They don't compromise on their religious principles, machmas chimud mamon. And we pass like Abai, they have to be observant people also. If they violate any other, if they talk Lashon Hara, even though they know that it's Aser, but we don't pass the latest because of Lashon Hara. We're lucky. We don't pass the latest because of Lashon Hara, because there's no Malkus and there's no Misa. The Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch say, Al Tosh Yisachim Rasha, Leah say, Chomis either Rasha, the Chomis or Rasha. So Rasha is pass the latest. If it's not Rasha, the Chomis has to be either Ashuhu Rasha Lamus, either one who did an aver for which he deserves Mises Desna, or Bahayon bin Hakos HaRasha, Bipilashov, Bikolophon, or Kedevishos bin Nisbar, a Rasha is Chayid Malkus. If he does an aver like talking Lashon Hara, where the punishment is neither Malkus nor Mises, so strictly speaking, he's Kosher Ladis. He's not Pasolatis. Only Pasolatis if you violate an aver Machmas Chimed Momen, that's Rasha de Chomas, or if you violate an aver, even Shalem Machmas Chimed Momen, he violates an aver Bemezid, for which he's Chayv Malkus and Nisa. So getting back again to our Gemara. The Gemara seems offhand to have introduced a totally extraneous thing, a topic we all agree upon. It was a debate in the days of Bisham and Beisila. Bisham and Beisila already gone from the face of the earth many generations by the time you get to the days of Rabbi Yechanan. The din was Oiske Paskin like Beisila, that Shliach Nasei. So what are they introducing over here? Should I say Shaliach Nase Beit Nasa and Shiragi when Eid Nasa Dayanana? So Rashi says, no, I mean just like we have accepted the Pesach Halacha like this hill, that Shaliach Nase, hey, should this lead me to believe that Eid Nasa Dayan also? Or should I say no, that there's a difference? So what's the connection? Why should I say that just like so too? Just like Shaliach Nase, so too Eid Nasa Dayan. So the Pashtus is that the Gemara reads best according to the first opinion in Tosfos. In Bava Kama, Dav Tzadik, and Beis, the whole source of the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is based on that pasuk. V'yam Nushnei HaNoshem Asher Lohem Hariv L'fnei Hashem, that there are three different categories of people. And you cannot have one person serving two roles. And that was that the Shama is Taina, that Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid. You cannot have the Shlich as the Balamaisa. How can you have the Balamaisa turn around and serve as the Eid? The different people. The Baldova is one person, and the Eid is another person. So we pass like this hillo, we don't worry about that. So should I say, just like it doesn't bother me, that the Shliach can serve as an Eid, so the Eid can serve as a Dayan also? We don't insist on having separate roles. So the Gemara says, no, we know what the din is. It's not Tzushlom, we know what the din is. Shliach Nase Eid. Like this, we know the din is Einei Nasa Dayan with respect to Dinim Deraisa, whatever pasuk is based on. With respect to Dinim Derabonim, we know the din is Lahakel, Einei Nasa Dayan. And the Machlekes over here is a local Machlekes, should I make Gzera Derabonon? Because often the Shliach Leilacha will be a person who's not Kosher Leidus, not Kosher Ledayonis. Here the Rashash raises an issue on this Gemara. Why is it so obvious that a woman is possible to serve as a Dayan? A woman rabbi? Dayanim, you have to have three rabbis. How do you know that a woman can serve as a rabbi? Tosis later, where's the Peches on the base, I think? Tosis has two opinions on Daf Peches on the base. Below Lifnei had Yotos. So the Gemara. The Gemara has two drushes on the pasuk. Ela mishpatam shetosim lifneihem. The opening pasuk in Parshas Mishpatam. So the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Tezvav and Aleph. They say kedushin lamed hey also. The Gemara says ela mishpatam shetosim lifneihem. Lifnei means men and women. Everybody equal. Men and women. Women are equal in the eyes of the Lord to the men. Hishva kosin ish and liish l'chol dinim shabbatur. All the dinim moments are the same. If the woman is mazik, she has to pay. If the woman is in nizik, she's entitled to collect. The halachas are the same, men and women. Hishva kosav yishlish l'chol dinim shabbatoyah, and dinim amitz. But based on the word, lifneihem, everybody's included. Then the Gemara here says, on peichesem and beis, elam mishpatam shetosim lifneihem, lifneihem v'lo lifnei adyotos, that you're not allowed to go to a din Torah if the dayanim don't have smicha. You can't go to secular courts, lifnei v'lo lifnei arkoes, you're not allowed to go to goyish court. And even a Jewish bezdin has to be people who have smicha. Lifnei v'lo lifnei had yotos. Had yotos means people who don't have smicha. So So Tosfos says, "Lo, if you put it together, lifneihem refers to people that have smicha, the lo lifnei adyotis." And the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Tezvav, lifneihem means men and women. So you put the two together, comes out that men or women can have smicha, and women rabbis, and men or women can serve as members of the Beis Din. Maybe. So Tosfos says, but isn't that against the Mishnah in Nida? The Mishnah says in Nida, you have a whole series of Mishnayos. Whoever is included in this din is certainly included in that din, and not everybody included in that din is included in this din. So one of the Mishnah says like this, whoever is Pasul Eidus is Pasul Adayanus, but not everybody is Pasul Adayanus. Is Pasul Eidus, let's say a person is not learned, he does know Chesh Mishpah. He's not Kashal Adayanus. But it's Kashal Eidus, just because he's an Amar, it doesn't mean that he's Pasul Eidus. He's Pasul Adayanus. So the Mishnah says, Kala Kashal Ladun, Kala kashaladun, kashalahoid. The yeshiv kashalahoid, vein of kashaladun. There are people who are kashaladis, but they're not kashaladayanis. But whoever is pasaladis is automatically pasaladayanis. So women, we know pasaladis. That's a Mishnah. So women are pasaladis based on the Mishnah. Neither should follow. Whoever is pasaladis is automatically pasaladayanis. So what happened to these drushes? The Gemara says lefneim means men and women together. Lefneim goes on dayan who have smicha. So if it means men and women together, it means that women can have women rabbis, you can have women have smicha, and they can serve as members of the Beis. So there's two opinions in Tosfos. One opinion, yes, you can have women have smicha, and they can serve as members of the Beis. The other opinion in Tosfos is no. The two drushes can't be combined together. Lefneihem lo lefnei hadyotos is one level of interpreting the pasuk. Ela mishpat and mishatasim lefneihem, all the inner drush should be presented to a Beis Din smuchim. Then the other level of interpretation, Eila Mishpatim Shatasim Lifneihem, Ish Vakosim Ishaliyish, and in that interpretation, we're not saying you should bring it to a Beis Din. It means the Hamoinam. Lifneihem means the men and the women should follow all the dinim in the parsha. But you don't blend in together the two different rashi. So it's two opinions in Chosha Mishpat, whether Isha Ksheva Lodum or Isha is not Ksheva Lodum. And that's when Tosfos says, what about Devora? It says in Shoftim, the chapter Dalit, he Shoftes Yisrael, Ba'isai. That's the Tosfos on Peches on the base. The same Tosfos is in Baba Kama, Daf Tezvav Meramah. What do you do with Dvaira? So Tosfos says it doesn't necessarily mean he Shoftes Yisrael. She used the Mishpat. It doesn't mean Chosh and Mishpat. She passed in Chosh Mishpat. She was a Chassidish Rebbe and she gave Eitzes. She gave Eitzes. It doesn't mean Shofta. It doesn't necessarily mean she was a Shofetes with Dinah Torah. Or maybe Alpi Hayruah Shoah, maybe she was Shofetis. Maybe a Shofetis was a manik, like she was the prime minister. It doesn't necessarily mean that she was Shofetis anything. Maybe it just means that she was a leader. That we're not sure exactly how to translate the words of the pasuk. That's what Tosfos says. That's what the Rashashi asks. How can there be two opinions in Tosfos, whether Isha Ksheva Lodun or not? Here the Gemara says, Zimdin the Maisila Itza. Sometimes a woman will be the Shliach Lohilacha, she'll bring the get. And make a mistake if you say b'fnei shnayim that the shliach loyloche says b'fanei nechtav in the presence of two eidim. What are you going to do if a woman is going to bring the gift? So we may make a mistake and mitzaref her to the business. So Rosh Hashi says, what's so bit? If the nishik sheira lodun, so she can be mitzaref to the business. It's a strong kasha. I remember when we were learning Gittins, and someone mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik, the Rosh Hashi's Kasha. So he was stunned. So he said, maybe the two opinions in Tosfos are only when you have a Din Torah, where they're talking and learning. The Dayanim have to talk and learn. So one opinion in Tosfos is that Ishak Sheira Ladun, if the woman knows the halachas and she got smicha, because it has to be Lufneim, Lufnei Adyaitas, you have to have smicha. If the woman knows how to learn, the Mishnah quotes Bruria. Mishnah is in Taras, they quote Bruria. So in the back of the Gemara Brachis, where they have the Klalei HaShas from Shmuel HaNogid, so they tell you what a Tana is and what an Amayra is. So he says, a woman can be a Tana also. The Mishnah is quote Bruria. We consider her opinion, sometimes we baskin like her, and she disagrees with the rabbis. So a woman if she's learned, she's entitled to an opinion, and we'll consider her opinion. We'll vote on it. We'll see whether we'll agree or we'll disagree. And maybe over here, the Gemara's talking about a different kind of a Bezin. This is just a Bezin a bezin like lekim adavid. They're not talking learning over here. Just a bezin to declare that lekim shtoris. So maybe that's what the Gemara means to say that a bezin lekim adavid. You can't use a woman. Shaky. Why should there be a difference? If you hold ishik share a lot, then it's only when there's something to be mefalpal about. There's nothing to be mefalpal. Just a bezin needed as a formality. So you're not allowed to use women as a formal bezin.
Maybe that's a star.
Could be. Kim shtaris. Maybe it's an act of sarara. Okay. Sarara. The Gemara has, the Rambam has a din. The Gemara says he can't appoint a woman as a malka. Some tells him alach a melech v'lo malka. That's a drasha in the psikta. The Rambam quotes that Allah, he can't appoint a woman as a malka. So the Rambam writes, Hu adinami, all minuyim. He can't appoint a woman to any position of sarara. So maybe making kiyam ashtar, maybe a bezin with kiyam adavim, maybe a bezin for kiyam shtaris is considered a sarara. A woman can be the president of a women's organization, but she can't be the president of an organization that has men and women.
Yeah, very difficult.
Unless you say that it was Alpi Roch HaKodesh. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about this Rambam. So he thinks that none of the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. He thinks all the Rishonim hold that Melech Olai Malka only applies to Melech. It doesn't apply to other positions of Sarara. Otherwise, what is Tosis talking about? A woman serving as a member of a Bezdin. It should only work if the Bavli Dinim are women. If one of the Bavli Dinim is going to be a man, so the woman is going to be part of the Bezdin to Paskin, is acting in a position of sorority with a man, according to the Rambam, shouldn't be allowed. So how come the Tosfos never raised the issue? So he says it would appear that none of the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. And so Soloveitchik always used to be concerned about this Rambam. So he would ask him about the point of a woman to be the president of the shul. He said, the Rambam says that you're not allowed. And Moshe in his tshuva thinks that it's not prohibited. He thinks that we don't accept that Rambam. That's when they appointed Golda Meir as the Rosh HaMemshalah. Somebody attacked Rav Moshe, that it was his fault. Because of his tshuva. His tshuva had already been printed before. It's his fault because he wrote in the tshuva that we only accept the din Melech Olai Malka, only Melech. And any other position of Sarara is okay. So Rav Moshe was such a holy tzaddik, he felt that he had to respond to this, which was utterly ridiculous. So he wrote a letter to answer, and then he included the letter in his shaylos and tshuvos. He said, what do you mean? They didn't ask me, the government in Eretz Yisrael didn't ask me any shaylos, and they don't read my shaylos and tshuvos, and that ends in what I have to say. They do whatever they do. But yes, Rav Soloveitchik about it. Was it permissible to appoint a woman as the Rosh HaMemshalah? Because he said, you're not allowed to appoint a woman as the president of the shul. So how was it permissible to appoint a woman as the head of the government in Eretz Yisrael? They said in Ben Gurion was Munda. Ben Gurion was an apikaris. Not that appointed an apikaris either. They're not asking the Mizrahi. They asked Rabbi Soloveitchik because he was the honorary president of the Mizrahi. So he said they're not asking the Mizrahi what to do. They're appointing whatever they want to do. That's what Moshe said. They didn't ask them. They didn't consult them at all. So to Machlokes, they make Hamanos. Okay, our time is up. I would encourage everyone to go. It's a very important rally. We carried in the newspapers that there's a dinner that they're having, but he's going to be speaking.